I keep telling myself today's not Monday. I took yesterday off Wednesday, split the week in half. So yesterday there was this sort of, I felt like I stopped somewhere and someone's, how you doing today? Enjoying the weather? I said, yeah, it's great, except I'm confused because I don't know what day it is. I think it's like the weekend, but it was like a Wednesday. So, right. You know, you work in one mindset and then you realize it's a Wednesday, but it's here. Back on a Thursday.
Good.
I'll be splitting part of next week as well.
Hmm. And I do want to make it clear. I do want to clarify something I said yesterday. I don't want anyone to believe that you might have been incarcerated yesterday by anything I said on the air.
Right. I will leave it at that. I'm not quite sure what you might have, unless you said I was detained or it was not. I'm not sure exactly what might have happened there. Yeah, let's check in. Senator Brown, are you with us this morning? Thanks for joining us. We have Senator Sherrod Brown here with us this morning. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you have planned. But first I wanted to maybe just discuss on some of the news that's sort of breaking related overnight with the drone that was shot down supposedly by the Iranians over their land, they say. We say it was international airspace. What's the significance? What does this really mean moving forward with a lot of things?
Well, we don't know yet. I take a backseat to no one when it comes to cracking down in Iran. I worked with the late Senator McCain on writing, and a couple other senators, writing the sanctions aimed at Iran, to have tough sanctions aimed at Iran and at Russia and North Korea. What we should be doing, I think that there are a number of people in the administration that seem to want to go to war with Iran. This is a country three times the size of Iraq with a much longer, prouder history as one of the world's great empires, the Persians. And I'm worried that when we pulled out of the Iran agreement, where all of our allies supported us, and we stopped and rolled back Iranian efforts to build a nuclear weapon, now that we've pulled out of that, the Iranians seem to be moving towards a nuclear weapon, and we're not where our allies are, and we've lost a lot of opportunity to manage this situation without going to war.
Another hot topic from yesterday, reparations. Where do you stand on that?
I think that I'm glad we're studying it. I look at generations of how African Americans after slavery, then Jim Crow, were not able to, in discrimination in home ownership. One of the most serious problems in the black community is the accumulation of legacy wealth from one generation to the next, because in large part African Americans couldn't buy homes in many communities because of redlining and because of discrimination both in the workplace and in housing and in banking. And we've got to figure this out so that young African Americans have more opportunity than they do in many communities around this country.
Joined this morning by Senator Sherrod Brown, one of the things that also impact people who are struggling financially has to do with feeding kids, especially during the summertime, or even sometimes their school lunch meal is all that they get. You have something that you're trying to get where Kids Eat Local Act, where it's maybe trying to get some locally sourced food into the schools. What prevents that, and what is your legislation?
Yeah, on? Thank you. Thanks for asking that. I'm the first Ohio senator in the Agriculture Committee in 60 years, and I got on, I'm 50-some years. I got on because agriculture is so, I mean, I grew up working at a farm, but more importantly, it's so important to our state. And it's not just farmers in agriculture in rural areas. It's also nutrition on that side of it. And I'm working with a Republican from New England and putting together legislation to encourage local schools to buy local food and get a preference, sort of financial preference, to do that. Under federal law, they don't get that preference now, and this will mean more direct sales for farmers. It's better for local farmers. It's better for the environment because food's not transported as far. It's better quality food because it's fresher. It will help children, and it will help. A small step, but it will help with dealing with childhood obesity and childhood diabetes, to long-term public health problems that we've not really faced up to very well.
Also this week, you hosted 33 college presidents from Ohio. What was your takeaway from that?
Yeah, every year we've done this for 12 years now, since my second year in the Senate. I invite college presidents from all over the state. Usually Lorain Community College is there, Ohio's usually big, so the University of Toledo, Akron U, small schools, often John Carroll, and bigger, you know, and community colleges, Dreyse and Lakeland and LC. They really talk to each other about best practices. We bring in senators of both parties. We brought the Republican chairman of the committee that's writing the higher ed bill. The focus is, of course, on how do kids get to go to school if they choose, whether it's community colleges or Ohio State or whatever, and graduate without huge debt. And I'm working on our debt-free college act, where the federal government will come in and match local state governments to bring tuition down. I mean, state governments have frankly dropped the ball on the cost of college. Columbus would rather do tax cuts for rich people than invest in higher education. And LC's done it well in Lorain because they've got a local levy and they've managed well, and it's so important to the community. Not all communities are that lucky.
Bernie Sanders has pitched free college tuition. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I don't know how it would work. I mean, we have free public high school in this country. I know that 150 years ago we didn't have that, and I know that there is a move afoot, maybe for a year or two of making, because people need education more and more in the workplace, no matter what you're going to do for a living. I don't know how you pay for that. I don't know how you do that. I think we want to move more towards my idea. With Senator Schatz of Hawaii on how you do debt-free college by getting some federal and state help and more pressure on state government to keep the cost of public education down. I don't think that this doesn't really address private schools. It doesn't address places like Denison or Oberlin. Their costs are so high. We still need to invest in Pell Grants and those kinds of things to help. But especially community colleges and state universities, we should be doing better.
More importantly, do you think Kipnis has found his swing now that he's got a
Kipnis
big
is hitting, I know. It's and their catcher's hitting. I can't believe how their catcher's hitting. That's kind of cool, but it's all about their pitching. I think they play Minnesota 16 more times. So I was talking to somebody the other day. The Indians have to probably win 12 of those 16 if they do. And they gain 8 games, so they're in the race. But they can't go to Minnesota and lose 3 out of 4, or 2 out of 3, or even split probably. But I don't know that Kipnis has found a swing. He's had a hot week, but we'll see.
The Indians are 9 games back as we speak. The trading deadline is coming up. Do you think they'll be buyers or sellers?
Well, they're not going to be buyers. I think that's pretty certain. I hope they're not sellers. For one thing, they can't. They can't trade Lindor. He's too good. He's got 3 more years. Ramirez's value is so low. Bauer will only sign a year at a time. So his value is low. Clevinger got hurt. They don't want to trade Clevinger. He's a young, long-term signing. And Kluber's value is down, although he's a great pitcher. So I don't see what they get by selling. I don't know the finances of it for the Dolan family. I know whenever they decide to sell this team, they're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. So no sympathy for the owners here.
Yes, maybe there's Terry Francona has some magic left with him.
Maybe so.
He can work things sometimes, but that's talk for another day. Sharon, we appreciate your time this morning.
We'll do it again.
Take care.